Have you seen me dice bag?
The Grognard Files.
Hello, my name is Dirt the Dice, host of the Grognard Files RPG podcast. Episode 30 was all about Blake 7 RPG and included a sample of actual play. A few people have asked to hear the rest of it, so I've edited it together and released it here for you if you want it. I know these things don't blow everyone's frock up, so if it doesn't float your boat, feel free to give it a miss. Normal service will be resumed next time. In addition, I've included a segment of A Games Master Prepares, which I cut from the episode at the last minute because it just seemed too long and didn't fit. I look at the five-room dungeon technique and how it can be used to shape your gaming sessions. Again, it's here if you want it. In this actual play, Blythe is Avon, Dot Concowie is Blake, Mike the Welsh Wizard is Jenna, Mark Kitching is Callie, and Andy Cousins is Villa. They've been asked by Avalon to find Master Assassin Gonzago and inform him that she may have compromised his position during the interrogation by the Federation. Avon has teleported onto a satellite to disarm a force field surrounding the former Federation mining planet Drago. Jenna, Villa and Callie have been transported onto Drago, the planet's surface, which is just like a quarry. And Blake is on board the Liberator, giving tactical advice. Ramblers, let's get rambling. In this quarry, it looks like it's the a scrapyard containing rows of pursuit ships, and they're lined in lines of three at a time. When you look at them, they're in various states of decay, and many of them have been salvaged. So there's just the skeleton of the of the infrastructure of these things left. Most of the bulkhead has been extracted. However, it strikes you that one of them is more intact than the others.
Stick the bomb underneath that one.
How intact is that? Is it completely intact or
like fresh, like just arrived,
like operationally?
Yeah, Callie, you look at it and you can see that it is an operational ship. However, it does look battle scarred, and probably it's probably not a new release. It's probably not of recent manufacture.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like somebody's wants to use it as a way off the planet.
Also, next to this scrapyard, there is a refinery. You know, it's idle. It's not. It's been mothballed. It doesn't seem to be doing anything. But there seems to be rows of tents and various makeshift structures that form almost like a village around this place. And you can see that the signage indicating that this is Colony Int 15.
Have you seen any people?
You've not seen any people yet. It's desolate, just like a quarry.
Gonzago is obviously not here. Perhaps we should head back to the ship. Callie, do you want to try and see if you can locate him?
Yeah. Before I detected just power. No, not necessarily consciousness, but perhaps it'll be easier down here.
So you've expended so far 8 of your psi points.
So I'm going to do... I'll try again.
What I'm going to say, Mark, because you've expended them to do it at range, that there's a greater cost. So I'm going to say when you did it across, it was 3 times the normal cost. So you've expended 12 and previously, so that's 16. So you've got 35 in total, so you've expended 16.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I've got 19 left. No worries. So if I use another 4 now to try again, and what sort of level of difficulty is it? Is it routine or is it still difficult?
I'm saying this is regional. So if you look, there is actually a psionic range table. Oh, I didn't notice that on the current sheet. 15, minus 15.
Okey-doke.
You're feeling a similar sense of power, but also some kind of resistance, as if someone is trying to counter your telepathy.
There's something funny going on here. He's either been...
And what I'll say as well, Kelly, is that you know that it is Gonzalez.
And can I work out which direction he's in and roughly how far is it? Well, either direction or range or... Sorry, or, yeah.
You get the sense that he's in this area, so he's towards the refinery.
Well, I'll relay that to everyone that I've detected him. There's some strange power. I'm not really getting consciousness, am I? But I am getting some resistance. There's something not right.
Could it be another telepath?
He could, yeah, perhaps. Perhaps he's under the influence of another telepath, or perhaps, I'm not sure. I've not come across anything quite like this before. And I'm not getting any communication. I'm getting resistance, and that's not normal from an hour and a half.
Get in there quickly, but be careful.
Have you got the tactics roll?
Yes.
Yeah, we've got tactics. Got a roll for everything in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll say, Blake, if you give that such a commanding thing, if you do a successful tactics roll, you'll give everybody plus 10%, including Villa.
Okay. Wow. Oh, it turns out that was a sort of vague and unhelpful tactic that really isn't going to make any difference to anyone.
Why are you telling us to take our time on?
So at the moment you've got this intact pursuit ship, this Starburst class ship.
We carry on. That could be our way off planet.
You might want to check and make sure there's no one actually on it.
Yeah.
Because it, that could be where the Federation are based. That could be a bounty hunter. Mm.
Oh yes.
Ooh, bounty hunter to the ship.
There's no alarms raised as you approach it. You can see that it's sealed. Door to it has been locked.
Okay, so Villa will say, here, Kelly, hold this a second. And the box. It's a bag of tricks. I guess it's just the security systems.
Yeah.
Oh, just made that. Winch Jimmy up.
It opened. There's a burst of a squib on the lock as it blows. You've got a sense, Villa, that this pursuit ship has got some kind of cloaking device on it. As you break into it, because you find it difficult, you think that there's something more going on here.
This isn't your ordinary pursuit ship.
I wonder if that's the resistance you were feeling.
As I'm a sort of fake pilot and got good detector operations, is there anything I can do to sort of check out the ship, go inside, see what I can find?
Jenna goes to the cockpit and you can power it up. There's a low hum as all the lights start to come on, and you can see when you do the readings, there was a time when it wasn't being used and it's being used again. So it seems to have been out of commission for a number of years, and now it's back.
Maybe I'll do that. Is there anything else odd about the repairs that have been done that I would sort of sense?
Come on, let's get Jenny doing a roll on this, I think. Mm-hmm. What's your approach with this, Mike?
I think I'm going to use my detector operations. That's 60%. So. But unfortunately...
What you do see, you pick up from the cockpit, that there's some people approaching it. So even though the ship is empty, somebody's coming towards it. Meanwhile, on the satellite...
Hey, I'm fucking irritated and bored.
There's like a spiral staircase coming down the hatch, and it opens up. Down this spiral staircase, a figure in a grey gown, and they've got a mask over their heads, obviously, because they've... They've entered through the airlock. It looks like a welder's mask, but it's actually incorporated into this gown.
I'll, as soon as the hatch starts to open, I'll radio to Blake and say, I've got company, get me out of here.
Okay.
Get me out of here.
Okay, not a problem. I mean, to be fair, I mean, you are a lover, not a fighter. I get that.
Yeah.
Let's see
if I can
get you out on time in this very high-pressure situation.
Yes.
Because the thing that would worry me is that possibly the force field is interfering with the teleporter. But,
well, it didn't on the way in.
I'm trying, damn it, Avon. No, the force field is too difficult. You'll have to hide or charm him with your wit and repartee.
I mean, he's the one of them.
Yeah. He's coming down the stairs, and he's got in his hand, it looks like a very old Federation blaster.
Shoot him. Yeah, in the back if I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Purposely walk on the back so you can shoot him.
Yeah.
He's a weight.
Yeah.
Shoot him, but I'm still telling Blake to get me out. So don't give up, don't stop. Trying to get me out of here.
I'm trying, Avon.
You are trying, yeah.
The power of is too much for the system.
Yeah, I'll fire a shot at him, I think. Don't think I would. Avon would mess about, really. Yeah. Get the drop on him. Firearms, it will
be. Firearms, yeah.
50%?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, combat is pretty deadly in this, so.
Oh, good. Brilliant, missed.
You missed. Attention.
Yeah.
Wow.
So your little Perspex wand fires out...
fires a bolt of firework, goes up.
Yeah.
Can I say, Zen, you seem a little bit derogatory about our excellent high-tech equipment here.
Once again, a squib goes off.
We don't knock you for being some vague flashing lights. So.
Well, Avon does.
Yeah. Okay, so missed. Federation blaster is going to shoot at you.
That's a bit embarrassing into the...
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? This is supposed to happen in season 4, isn't it?
It misses. Not very good. What you notice, Avon, is that this character is very slow and deliberate in their movements. And you're not surprised that they miss because they're quite doddery.
I don't know. Time to drop his weapon.
It's like the haughty manner.
Slightly haughty, yeah. Yeah. That's
it. Yeah, that was just the warning shot.
Yeah. The next one will be ahead.
Okay. What's your approach with this then? Are you intimidating or are you?
Well, yeah, it's intimidating, isn't it? I'm pointing the gun at him. I'm asking nicely. Point the gun at him and say, drop the weapon, otherwise I'll shoot again. It will do, I suppose, if he doesn't.
Okay, what are...
There is no intimidate.
Fact,
there's nothing except bargain. It's almost like that fast people...
But it's not...
It's fast talk.
Got fast talk, yeah.
25%. What chance shooting him?
What I'll say, Avon, is that you can do your fast talk plus your empathy, which is very low. But
yeah, it is very low. Yeah, that's 30. Oh God, I just shoot him again. This is ridiculous. Bang! Shoot him again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, so cold-blooded, Avon.
It's always like Avon.
Hit him. 2d10 damage.
2d10 damage.
Yeah, he's hit. So is it just a straight damage roll for this?
Yeah, just do a damage roll.
9 damage.
Nine.
There's hit locations as well.
Yeah, there's hit locations. I'm trying to see how you work them out, though, the hit locations.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, you just pick head.
It's 1d20, I think.
Yeah, there's a 1d20. It's a rune quest one, actually, I think.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah,
left arm. Left leg.
Yeah, left leg.
18.
It's an arm shot, yeah. Shoulder shot. Right arm. It's a right arm, that, yeah.
Right arm. Which he's obviously holding his gun in, because most people are right-handed.
Yeah.
Oh, Avon, nice. You're disarming him. Literally.
Disarming shot. And that's enough to send him reeling backwards, his gun clattering against on the floor. Let's cut to planet side, and we'll see what Avon does with his victim. No, sorry, his...
So can we leave her with Avon stood over the guy smiling?
Yeah, that's right. A little smirk.
A sardonic smile, yeah.
still imploring Blake to teleport him out of there.
Jenna told her somebody or something's approaching.
Yeah, so Jenna, you've seen that there's about six humanoids approaching And you can see by the shape of them, because there's some cameras on the outboard of the ship, and they appear like mutoids.
Oh, goody.
Oh, it's Glynis Barber's back.
I sort of shout back for Villa and Cali to get into the ship and close the hatch behind them.
Mutoids, the Federation, are here themselves. It's not just bounty hunters.
Let's hide. Let's try and hide from them.
Yeah, so we'll try and hide in the ship. So when they come up from the hatch, we'll be in the perfect opportunity to blow their heads off.
Yeah, okay.
That'll be me and you, Cali. Obviously, Villa will be at the back, hiding really well.
We could leave a little surprise for them with this bomb, couldn't we?
Yeah. Do we leave the bomb there and we escape?
That is a good idea.
Mm. See? Yeah. Even Zen thinks that's an awesome idea.
Is there any other way off this ship? I mean, we could leave the bomb and re-teleport, couldn't we, out again?
Or an escape hatch, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there's definitely an escape hatch below. So you could crawl out of the bottom.
Yeah. Shall I set the timer on this bomb, then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Set the timer for the exact amount of time it's going to take them to get to the ship and get up and just catch sight of the blinky light just as it blows up.
Yeah. Well, I just hope we can get this escape hatch open.
make sure that's openable first.
Yeah,
open the escape
bomb, then set the bomb.
Yeah, should we try it? Yeah. Villa will leave the bomb with Cali then and try to make sure we can open that. Escape hatch.
Yeah. Well, I'd say that it'll be Jenna's call, actually. She can control that from the cockpit. So Jenna finds the escape hatch and unlocks it. So you're going to charge the bomb?
Yep. Set it for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Or 1 minute?
he worked it out very carefully to a flat.
Depends if we leave it in plain sight with a message written on it, something like, you know, love from the Liberator crew. Just give them time to see it before they all just hide it somewhere and leave it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that is fine. If you do write a long letter, they will open that up and read it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
The longer the better. Keep them in there.
Yeah, just like a long letter.
5 minutes. 5 minutes, then.
Okay, set it for 5 minutes. And you're descending through the hatch. And you can see that the mutoids are approaching and going through the door that you've busted. So what are you going to do?
Get as far away as possible and hide. Maybe scrap and locks and quarry system, big trucks.
Yeah, get behind it, get into the quarry, find some rocks, go behind them, yeah, good.
Why would mutoids be on an older ship? Why aren't they on a more modern ship?
No, the mutoids are coming here to investigate.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I turned it on and put the...
Didn't Avalon say that he'd infiltrated the Federation to a high level, hadn't he?
Yeah.
And did she say that they'd rumbled him?
Or maybe he's a traitor.
Failed. He's obviously failed, didn't he? Because they've got hold of whatever that nerve agent he was going to use and they've weaponized it.
Unless he gave it to them. But wait a minute.
I'm beginning to wonder whether he might have turned.
Cali, as these thoughts are going through your mind, when you look at the mutoids, they seem to have an unfamiliar gait. Doesn't seem to suit mutoids as they enter.
So a bit puppet-like, a bit sort of robotic, like perhaps sort of controlled.
No, just not. They don't walk like mutoids.
Unless he's disguising himself as a mutoid, and you're about to blow him up.
Gonzago is disguised as a mutoid.
Well, what did you find out?
That's true. Are they mutoids?
Okay, and as they're walking and the bomb's about to go, let's cut to Avon.
I'll kick the guy. Is the guy still alive? The figure? Still alive. I'll kick his gun away.
Yeah.
His hand. And tell him to take his mask off. Pointing a gun at him.
He's very weak and he pulls it away, this hood, this mask. and it reveals an Octogarian is an old man, an old withered face.
I ask him who he is. Is he maintenance? Is he come to fix?
He introduces, I'm Ben Carvo, one of the administrators of the planet. I've been asked by the Federation to prevent anybody entering or leaving the system. We've reactivated the satellites after several years of disuse. Force field Federation agents are on hand to recover a person of interest, the most wanted.
Okay, I'll relay this back to Blake then.
As you do that, Avon, you can hear the other shield firing up. So it's fully operational now, the shield.
Do you know what? I think you should get me out of here, Blake. And do you know what we'll do when they need teleporting back?
We'll just blast it and then leg it.
Yeah. Just do that. Yeah. Just shoot the satellites out and... get out of here. What do you want me to do with this guy? Take him, bring him? Well, we've got a bracelet for him, haven't we? So, unless I brought a spare, but I doubt I would.
But we can't have him...
Don't worry.
He says knowing the other half of that sentence possibly condemns him to death. What can we do with him?
Shoot you him. Could...
I wonder where he's shoot him, friends.
We don't have to kill him. All you've got to do is tie him up and take out his radio thing. Because if you kill him, then
what?
Something bad might happen.
No. Just shoots him. Avon just shoots him.
Okay.
Fine.
it's Federation, isn't it? It's just
as I'm desperately trying to teleport you out before you... There you go. As I'm teleporting you out.
Just as a fire.
Just as a fire.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You come back into the Liberator with your wand glowing.
You're a fool, Blake. Now they know we're here. You and your morals.
Okay, so Avon and Blake are back on the Liberator. Cut down to the planet, and this thing just blows in orange flame. It doesn't look quite as big as it did close up. You know, it looks like from a distance. And
I really hope one of those mutas wasn't Gonzaga.
But why?
Yeah, good call.
I'm a bit tired to try telepathy again, but I could maybe when I get my breath back in a few minutes, I could try again. See whether. Oh dear, that might have been a mistake. It's so embarrassed we never talk of this again.
Yeah. Where it was never broadcast.
Yeah. There's a reason why there's no episode 9.5. Right, okay. How's it going down here? We've not got long. They may have discovered that we're here.
We've just taken out some mutoids.
Mutoids? What are they doing down there?
Not much now.
Excellent. Well, quick. Gonzagas, have you got a lead for him?
He's somewhere near the refinery.
Okay. Keep us updated. Does that count as a tactic, Tom?
You can try it again.
Yay! Yes! Yay. Awesome tactics!
So you get plus 10%.
Should I try recon? I could try recon and...
would that be a plus 10%?
So what are you trying to do?
I was going to try and reconnoitre ahead and see if I could sort of find a way into the refinery.
Yeah, okay.
Hoping that Gonzago is still there and not sort of in little tiny bits spread out across half the planet. So do I get the plus 10% from Blake?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
But you helped.
But you succeeded, yeah.
I think I helped.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see that the... when you do this... Recon, Cali, you can see that the refinery is quite defunct. It's been mothballed. But this area around it where there's, it's like almost like a shanty town with corrugated buildings and makeshift tents. And you can see emerging from that after the explosion, a number of people, 10, 20, maybe even 30 people shambling towards you. And they seemed armed.
Okay.
We hide.
Yeah, I'll try hiding.
Yeah.
And behind them, you can see the outline of a man in a mask, a black mask, with a single eye peering out of it. And he seems to be commanding them.
Oh, could that be Gonzalez? Oh, Travis.
Travis?
Shoot him and find out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, is there a hole in the eye patch?
There is a hole in the eye patch.
Does he have a pot? Does he have a pot belly?
He does have a pot belly, and he seems.
There you go.
And he seems to have a slight disinterest in the whole thing.
Tim is beneath him. Yeah. So the RSC beckons.
So at his command, these figures come shambling forward, and you can see that they're all quite aged. Back on the Liberator, you get a warning from Zen. Pursuit ships approaching, and 800 specials.
How many of them are there, Zen?
Three. It's always three.
It's always three.
We're going to need to get out of here quickly.
I think what we need to do is take out the satellites, just take a few out, completely disable the system. We don't want to get into a fight with these before we can get the others off there.
Good point, Avon. Can I rely on you for the gunnery?
Probably not. In a bit,
is there a tiny chance we've sent down everybody who can gun?
I think there's a very good chance we've done that.
Yeah
hello.
Jenna's the pilot, isn't she?
Yeah.
Gunnery somewhere.
Weapon systems.
10%.
But the idea is if we take out one of the force wall satellites is what we're aiming for.
Let's do that first. Let's do that. The first thing we're going to do is blast the...
Because it may take us some time. Can Zen help us with the targeting?
Yeah, he'll give you an additional 20% if you call on Zen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll run to the sort of deck, the ship's deck, main deck, and...
Where the neutron blasters are firing.
Yeah. Fire away.
Neutron blasters, that's it. Neutron blasters.
Either way, I'm probably gonna miss.
I think it's country.
So I'm 30% with this, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Do you need some tactical help?
No, miss.
Right.
So this neutron blaster fires up and shoots, and it just makes like an explosion against the shield. Meanwhile, back on the planet, you can see that this explosion overhead spraying out above you like fireworks. Could actually be fireworks going over your head. And you can see these people shambling towards you. As they get closer, you can see that their skin is withered and their eyes sunken. And the figure you can see behind is shouting out orders. Bring them to me. Destroy them.
They've spotted us then.
Maybe they're not after us. Maybe they're after these mutoids.
That have just been blown up.
Yes.
Can we try and hide?
Yeah, can we stealth round them or something, maybe?
Yeah. You're going to hide, yeah?
Yeah.
Roll your hide rolls, let's see how successful you are. Go on, Villa, you must be good at this.
Yep, 70. Did that roll?
30 for me.
Yeah, I've hidden in a box somewhere.
Nice one, Villa.
I'm standing out in... I decided to try and hide in front of the flames.
Me too.
Unfortunately, you two are too beautiful to hide.
I shout out, stop out there, Travis. And point my the handguns, towards him.
Is there anything like a barrel that might explode if we shot it nearby to give us a distraction? Or
yeah, there's loads of oil barrels. There's a stack of them.
Can I take a shot at a stack of oil barrels to try and create a diversion? Not necessarily hurt anybody.
Yeah,
that
sure.
That would be good if you did.
Yeah. And because it's a big target, I'll give you plus 20. Plus, you've got the tactical roll.
Tactical help.
Tactical help.
So that's firearms plus 30, is that right?
There's a loud explosion as these oil barrels explode and fire into the air.
So now we've made us all this distraction. We can try and sneak away.
Yeah, try and go around. Try and get into... Because we still need to get Gonzalo.
Yeah.
Yes. Or find out what happened to Gonzaga.
Yeah. There's something definitely not right, but yeah.
To try and hide in the night.
But, Jenna, now we need you to try... Sorry, Callie, rather. We need to try and track him down.
Okay. Yeah. So if we move in closer, can I try another telepathy check?
Yeah, sure.
Let me knock the 4 points off now before I forget.
So yeah.
11 left. Okay, so let me just give it a go. And what sort of... Am I still at the minus 15%?
No, you're not, actually. The range is near.
Near, so minus 5, then. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But plus 10 for excellent tactics.
That would have been 90, then, with the excellent tactics. But I made it anyway.
Again, you're feeling resistance. But instead of power, you're getting fear.
Can you pinpoint where it's coming from?
No, it's not that specific.
Can I look out more of a direction and distance this time?
It's just in the vicinity, so it's in the range of your psionic skill. So you can sense that it's closer.
But probably somewhere in the refinery, do I think?
Yeah, yeah. Or nearby.
Bits and scattered over a wide area.
Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile. At the space station, the pursuit ships have entered the atmosphere of Drago.
How are you doing there, Avon? Have you taken down the force field?
They're not coming after us, then. They're going into the planet.
It's like they've not registered you.
Don't worry, Avon. I've got this covered.
I'm still going to have a shot because I think when we really need to take out this force field. I'm not very... Neither of us are very good at shooting.
I would have to agree. I'm slightly anxious. Yeah. We're going to spend half an hour trying to shoot this force field.
I think I'll have another shot. Presumably, if I take a satellite out completely, that'll bring down the network, will it?
For a bit. Might be better to teleport onto the satellite again. But you did it from there, didn't you?
I did, but I'm just thinking of something more permanent.
Might be attacked by an 80-year-old person again.
I mean, we don't want that.
No.
Yeah. I'll have another shot. Come on, have another shot. No, God, no. This is these buttons.
What are these buttons?
What are these buttons? This alien spaceship.
On the planet, these elderly army are starting to get their M16s. Sprayed silver, and they're starting to point them towards you.
Well, Do you reckon
maybe the mutoids have been draining them?
Let's just run into the
Or maybe it's just the atmosphere in the planet. That's why the mutoids are walking weird. Because they've all been drained and vampired.
There could be something.
I've got a good feeling if we run into the refinery, we're going to run into Gonzales pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think we ought to go to the refinery. Yeah.
Okay, go head there right now.
Right, they're going to information. Zen has been studying Zanlan, which is the ore that was recovered from Drago, and part of its manufacture seemed to cause advanced decrepitude to miners who were doing that accelerated. Yeah. Aging.
The evil of the Federation. But you still need to get in there, PTK, and try and grab him.
Yeah. Okay. We are running.
Yeah, you're running, and M16s are firing at you as you go. Miss. Miss. Yep. Miss.
Whoa! He's rolling a lot of dice here, guys. Quick!
Travis is getting his rifle, and he's aiming.
His arm gun.
He's a weird ring, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a weird ring.
Weird ring.
Red.
And he's aiming at you, Callie.
That hit.
Ooh!
14 damage to your 8, which I think you're.
Right leg.
Shot in the thigh with his beam. It doesn't fire with a ring. It is with a Federation gun.
Yeah, Am I in any state to fight it back?
You might have fallen over.
Yeah, I probably have fallen over. So I'll fire from the ground.
Okay.
I'll fire back.
Yeah, who's got the highest initiative? It's not me, it's Jenna, isn't it?
Jenna.
Go, Jenna.
13.
Where's the fire staff?
His firearms.
Or you, if you two head for the
I think these odds
refinery, and I'll take Pally back up. I'll beam her back up.
We can't beam back up because the force field still.
Yeah,
that's the problem, isn't it? That we need to tear down the force field.
Your reality-based mocking, Ava.
Logic, you see. Struggle with you. Logic. You just want to save people, don't you?
I'll just chuck off a shot at Travis then.
Okay. Can we fire twice with these Liberator handguns? The rate of fire is 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've still got my 10%, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Just made it.
Okay. Tactics. Da, 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 da.
Thank you, Blake.
Okay, roll the... roll the damage. It's 2d10, isn't it?
Ooh. 13. But where have you hit it? D20. Location. It's in the other eye patch.
No, sorry, I rolled twice. 12.
Chest.
Ooh, I think that's a chest.
Chest. Yeah. Yeah. Hits him squarely in the chest and knocks him off his feet.
Definitely got him this time.
Okay, back up at the Liberator.
Take it out, Avon. Come on.
Come on. You're offering me some tactical advice.
Yeah, okay,
I'm not sure I can give you any more tactical advice. Shoot them, I said. Look, okay, here's some tactical advice. Shoot that one over there. Yes.
Yes.
There's some tactical advice for you.
What does that give me?
Plus 10. Right. And I'm going to say that Zen offers...
oh, my God.
Boom.
What's happened?
A miss.
He shot the wrong satellite.
There's only one thing for it, Avon. You're going to have to go back on that satellite and turn it off.
He is. And when it reaches my initiative...
different satellite, not that one.
Yeah, different one, obviously.
Different one, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right.
So I've got the settings for that one, and I know I can get you onto it.
No, because there's an old man, a very angry old man there, isn't there? With a gun.
He's probably dead by now.
But a different one.
I don't see that being a problem. For me.
Okay, so Blake, what are you doing on the Liberator? These
I'm attempting to teleport him over onto a onto one of the satellites.
Okay, obviously. Let's do that.
But you have to be stood on the on that special bit of the ship.
Anyway, Avon and Blake are united in uselessness for this round, so it's down to you guys. I think it'll be better next round. Next round we'll have it.
Okay, so back on the planet side, let's start with Villa. You can see that Travis has apparently been taken down. You're running in the opposite direction. This group of elderly armed miners are getting ready to shoot again.
Okay, well, Villa's continued to run, but he's going to try and grab Callie, and he's going to say, let's get into the refinery, and he's going to attempt to get Callie.
Yeah, pick him up.
Good work, Villa.
And keep running to see if we can get into this refinery. Let's get in. Let's get undercover.
Okay.
Close the door.
So you're increasing the range as well. So as you're running away and you get Callie, so the chance of hitting you is going to reduce. Okay. So what about Jenna? What's your tactic?
I'm going to give him cover and fire.
Good.
Because I'm out there. Firing vaguely into the mass of elderly people.
Okay, shooting old people. That's good.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Jenna.
In the head. Yeah.
We must have some sort of speed advantage on them, though.
Yeah.
Shoot again. 8. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Mowing them down.
You can shoot twice as well, you know that, don't you?
Oh, 16 points in there.
Ooh, 9.
15.
Left arm.
Yeah.
So you hit one in the shoulder and just falls to the ground, dropping his silver sprayed M16. You can shoot another one because you can shoot twice.
Yeah, I'll go for another one. Yeah. 18 again.
Oh!
They're falling at my feet. with 8 points straight in the
leg. Left leg.
Yeah. So I'm double down. And I'm going to fire twice. I'll then follow Villa and Callie.
Good work, Jenna.
Okay. So, Jenna, as you're firing these off, and people, they're dropping like flies as you shoot your little Perspex wand at them, you can see that three ships are landing on the site. Reinforcements appear to be coming.
These might be competent as well.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely close the door after us, then.
Okay, so there's just one left to fire. Oh, miss. Oh, they're missing badly here. So there's shots firing around you. Squibs are exploding as you head towards the refinery. Okay, back up on the Liberator. Right.
Well, hey, Ivan, you have one more chance to shoot it out. Yeah, I'm going to teleport you.
One more chance. No. Lord.
Can I possibly get 2% from Zen to help me on my...
Yeah, you can have an additional 10% from Zen, yeah.
Then I made it by 8, because that's how good I am at teleporting, Avon.
Yeah.
See you later.
So Avon hurtles through into the maintenance area of the satellite.
You have a different satellite,
yeah. It looks like the other one, but...
Does it? Exactly like the other one.
Same. Spiral staircase.
Right, I'll try and... get the force wall. So I've got the force wall option, haven't I? Which I'm not quite as good at.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do, Avon, if that's all right, we'll say that you land there. Let's see what happens planet side.
All right. Yeah.
So as you're running towards the oil refinery, Villa, Jenna, and Callie being dragged, you can see that the landing gantry comes down, and emerging from these ships, these pursuit ships, surrounded by mutoids, appears to be a man with a mask over one eye and one robotic arm.
Seems to emerge. Okay. So, have we got a Travis off here? What's going on?
I've got a stinky feel that Gonzalo was pretending to be Travis.
Oh no.
And then I just shot him. shot him lightly in the chest. Only a little bit.
Hopefully he's going to recover.
It's a flesh wound.
It's a flesh wound in the chest.
But then why was he trying to kill us?
Oh, he didn't know who we were.
Bounty hunters.
Well, no, he must have known Jenna, who was, you know, Jenna's a telepath. Callie's a telepath. Why would he not want to speak to a fellow Orwin or whatever they are?
But when Aranar has left the planet, there's something not quite so about them, isn't there?
Shoot him anyway.
You're going to shoot the other Travis?
Yeah. What are they going to be false?
No, but you've got a whole bunch of mutoids. You need to get out of here.
Mutoids are going to be quite good.
The only question is whether you try and get Gonzagas.
So, within the refinery now, is there any sign of Gonzalo?
It must be Travis. That Travis won.
Travis, yeah.
But he's not going to resist. If you grab him, we can get him into the med bay. Boot Gan off, because he's just got a hangover. and we get Gonzagas into the sick bay and find out what's been going on.
So,
obviously, that's very dangerous, and I'm just giving you a bit of useful advice. But
I think another tactic role, and it'll have an accumulative effect of giving you an additional plus 20 if you're successful.
Wow.
Oh, Blake, you're so fantastic.
Bang!
So you get plus 20. So whatever Villa, Callie, and Jenna decide to do, you'll get plus 20. So yeah. What's your...
Not you, Ava. Not you, Ava. Doubter.
No. I don't need your tactics.
Doubter.
So how many of these octogenarian silver M16 holding guys are there left?
there's quite a few of them. There's still, you'd say, about 20.
Milling around.
What are they doing to the mutoids? The mutoids and the silver armed.
I think you're right. He is Gonzago, isn't he?
So they're tending to the Travis who's
being shot. Right? Yeah, and they seem to be trying to drag him away.
Because he wasn't using his fancy ring. He was just using an M16 painted silver.
Yeah. One last telepathy.
Yeah, Ava, see if he is Travis.
I'll see whether I can detect anything with my telepathy.
Okay.
Let me have one more go. focusing it on the Travis who's lying on the floor?
Yeah, sure.
I've got 9.95 then.
You can barely
105 if you get 20%.
That's 43. It's a success.
Yeah. Okay. So you're feeling somebody who's in pain, in agony, and this could be
particularly in the chest area.
Chest area. And he feels like this is an ignoble way to die at the hands of bounty hunters.
God, he thinks we're bounty hunters.
Quickly, go and scoop him up.
Can I send him a message to say we're not bounty hunters, we're friends?
Yeah, you can do it. You can do that.
Yeah. It'll make him feel better as he bleeds out. Quickly, go scoop him up and get him into med bay. Go, run.
Excuse you. Yeah, med bay on the. We have sophisticated medical facilities on our ship.
Yeah. So, are you going to communicate this? Is it going to need another...
Yeah, 67, the answer's success.
Nice one. Mark, so, you are nailing this telepathy.
So you can... there's a close-up shot of him coming to a realisation as he's clutching his chest wound, and he speaks to the mutoids who start to drag him towards you.
Even better.
Right, OK, well, I'll Villa, help me.
Okay, well, what am I going to do? Well, help Callie, get Callie towards...
they drag each other's friends
towards each other. We'll drag these two together. I take it we've got some spare bracelets.
I bought
a spare one.
Okay. Not the mutoids. We haven't got enough for mutoids.
No. Yeah, just bring Gonzales, yeah.
Yeah.
A bracelet on Gonzales.
I sent a message to Aiden.
Yeah.
Your ship blew up by accident.
Yeah, to throw off pursuit.
To throw off pursuit, yeah.
Yeah, because he would have had a whole bunch of computer stuff, so this will totally throw off the Federation. They won't be able to track him.
Avon, you face the...
Avon, it's all on you, Avon.
Yeah. Avon.
Of course. I'm going to use computer science, I think, to try and bring down the computer system.
Okay. And you've got plus 10 from your tactics role.
Oh, there you are.
Nice
roll.
Okay. So, there's a... The camera pulls away, this globe that's got this white noise. It suddenly shuts off completely, and you can see... The blue planet with these, a couple of landmass around it, and the Liberator orbiting. Okay, so you're going to do your teleport, chaps. This is going to be a blink.
Teleport, pulls it back.
What's the real Travis doing?
What
this stage?
He's commanding the mutoids to move forward to go towards. Gonzales and capture him. He knows that this is how he got into the Federation, by imitating him and getting close to the Supreme Commander.
If I mess this up, you can get plenty of chance to see what Travis is doing.
Yeah.
What I mean, do you want me to leave you behind?
No, I really care about
Travis. Right, let's see. With my bonus, that'll do it.
Yeah. So, as he commands them forward, a little outline shape comes around the group, the two who are huddled on the floor, and they get beamed up into the Liberator.
Staggers out, grabs him, takes him into the...
And Jenna dives into the pilot seat and guns him.
Right, now we're all back and safe. Let's get out of here. Dun, 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 dun.
A Games Master prepares.
There's an idea popularised by Malcolm Gladwell that if you have enough practice, anyone can become a genius. If you use a skill for long enough, then you can be transformed into an expert. 10,000 hours is the magic number of greatness, which may explain how skills can get over 100% in RuneQuest despite the impossible odds. According to my profile on Roll20, my online game platform of choice, I've clocked up 600 hours of play over the past 5 years. I'm way short of being a genius, but we knew that anyway. but the experience I've gained has certainly improved my skills as a player and a games master using the channel. We've covered our early thoughts about online tabletop gaming in some depth in episode 8, The Traveller Adventure. We talked about it as a deficient substitute for the real thing, by which we mean playing in a physical space around a tabletop. I think I've changed my mind. I think differently about it now, as I see it more as an alternative rather than a substitute. Think about sport, and tennis players have to change their strokes when they're playing on a different court. They adapt their game to meet the demands of the surface. They don't complain about a clay court being a poor replacement for a grass court. They're just different and need different styles of play to get the best out of them. All of the factors of an RPG are at play in an online experience, but some elements have more emphasis than others. The characteristics of an online game are different. There are fewer opportunities for the players to confer, for example. As a games master, I found that if you can get to a point of turn-taking, it helps to manage this element and reduces the over-talking. Also, as a player, I've become more attuned to the gaps and actively try to engage with another player as a character rather than always directing my responses to the games master. Another games master method, and one that I want to cover here, is to ensure that everyone is focusing on the same problem at the same time. I find that each situation, encounter, incident needs to be strong enough to focus and hold the attention, and when the ramble chat is getting beyond control, stick in another incident to keep things moving, or allow a player to stick in another situation. I've heard these incidents referred to as bangs, based on Ron Edwards' 2002 game, Sorcerer. During a session, I like to have 4 or 5 strong bangs to pull out when needed to get the players to respond. Online sessions, in my experience, work better in short bursts. I usually allow 2 hours, and having a stock of bangs ready for the session is how I prepare. They're generally more intense than a face-to-face session, as players usually dispense with the non-game chat more quickly and knuckle down to business. Short and sweet is the key. For the Blake 7 scenario, I thought of a situation based on the Avalon project. During the episode, Servalan reveals that there's been 2 thwarted assassination attempts on her life. What if Avalon had revealed the whereabouts of one of the assassins during the interrogation? She could ask Blake to find them, inform them of potential compromise, and if necessary, rescue them before the Federation got. It's an idea that follows the model of the episodes. Get in somewhere, do something, and get out. The idea had been percolating in my head for a couple of weeks as I worked through some of the options. I didn't have long to get this session into shape and develop the 4 or 5 bangs that I needed. I have loads of ideas, and knocking them into some gameable shape is always the difficult bit. I turned to the 5-room dungeon method to get some design around the initial idea. I was alerted to the 5-room dungeon by Dr. RPG Ian Griffith on Twitter. He used it as a method of devising his Tunnels and Trolls dungeon for Grogmeet last year. This is a simple framework for developing your Games Master bangs into a shape, and although it refers to dungeons, it applies to scenario planning for all genres, games and settings. It's an archetype which will be familiar for many narratives, but instead of concentrating on plot, it presents a way to organise situations that will encourage a story to emerge. Each of the 5 rooms provide a template for building a complete story. They're nice and short to meet the intensity of an online session, and quick to plan and allow you to reshape them and change them on the fly if necessary. Let me take you on a tour of the 5 rooms before I describe how they applied in the Blake 7 game. Room 1, Entrance and Guardian. This is an initial challenge for the players. It also helps if you think of a trap or an encounter at the entrance that allows the players to kick the tyres of a new system, roll a few dice, or just get things going in the game. This is the point where you frame things and set the mood and expectations of the game. Room 2 is a puzzle or a role-playing challenge. This is a point where the other muscles are stretched rather than a fight. This might be an opportunity to move the spotlight onto a different player and present some variety to room 1. Room 3 is a trick or setback. At this point, the incident or bang should be used to create tension by the use of a trick, pulling the rug from underneath them. The treasure is a decoy. The thing they're looking for is broken and needs to be repaired. An NPC betrays them, or the player characters are weakened in some way. Room 4. This is the climax, the big battle or conflict. This is the final showdown. Thinking about crafty techniques and tactics in an interesting environment for the battle to take place, and leave some room for dramatic speeches and unexpected powers. The final room, room 5, is the reward, revelation or plot twist. This is the payoff point for everything that's come before, a chance to give a final revelation that ties up everything that has gone before or it undermines it. If you go to roleplayingtips.com, there's a more detailed description and some suggestions for each of the rooms, and it's possible to get hold of a PDF with some sample pre-generated 5-room dungeons. So when it came to the Blake 7 session, I got a sheet of paper and began to write. The assassin's name was Gonzago, although you'll hear that the name changed once or twice during the game. It's the name of the character played by the player king in Hamlet. Room 3, the trick or setback, got me thinking about what the revelation room 5 could be. Gonzago is impersonating Travis so that he can get close to Servalan. He's an Auron, so it gives Kali a chance to interact with psionically with him. He's lying low on a planet that's currently off the grid, Drago, populated by a weak-minded colony who are servile to the Federation. They've assumed that it's the Space Commander, so they're hosting him and his cell, who were disguised as mutoids. So, using the format, Room 1, the entrance or guardian, was the planet's force shield. So that gave him a chance to disable it or interact with the Dragorian administrators, who were all very old. As we mentioned in Grogglebox, the teleport bracelets are an overpowered game breaker. Room 2 was a puzzle or role-playing challenge. So when they land on Drago, they find the scrapyard of Federation pursuit ships, Starburst class. They've been ransacked for their parts. Apart from one, Gonzago has stolen an old pursuit ship and is using it to enhance his disguise. The PCs will need to break into it. It's a chance for Villa to show his skills. And they can inspect the onboard computer to give them some clues via the ship's logs and raise their suspicions that Travis is on the planet, and give them some clues that things might not be as they seem. At this point, I had the pretend mutoid encounter planned too, so they had the option to get some clues from them and have a confrontation with them. Room 3 is a trick or setback. This was the appearance of Gonzago. He'll assume that the player characters are bounty hunters and instruct his muties and the draconian militia to attack. If they choose to interact with him, it'll be clear that something isn't quite right and he's not quite as he seems. Room 4, the big climax. The appearance of the real Travis, accompanied by his muti soldiers in an overpowering numbers and firepower. Room 5, the payoff. This will be the final escape from Drago, with or without Gonzago, where the revelation will be made. It all sounds rather railroady when I present it like this, but it really isn't. There's enough elasticity in the different bangs to respond to what the players choose to do. When you've got an idea and need to give it shape in a short amount of time, it's a good way of creating something effectively. I found it good for the intensity of online play to give encounters focus. Let me know if you've used the method or if you know of alternatives. Remember, I'm 9,400 hours away from being a genius, and if you share your ideas, I might get there quicker. Until next time, when we'll be talking about Numenera, Vert, and the Cypher system, adios, amigos.
We're all back and safe.
Whoa, hang on, hang on. You're a bastard, Blake.